Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday, the 14th of October. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. The Court of Justice of the European Union has ruled this week on a long-running case about equalisation, where a scheme had sought to equalise retirement ages through a member announcement in 1991, followed by a retrospective deed of amendment in 1996. Although the scheme rules permitted retrospective changes on this basis, the court has decided that retrospective levelling down is only permitted where it is objectively justified, for example, due to the risk of seriously undermining the financial balance of the pension scheme. The case will now return to the Court of Appeal to consider whether any objective justification exists. HMRC has published its latest countdown bulletin, signalling that there will be very restricted opportunities for schemes to make queries about GMP records and liabilities in future. That includes queries about new data which may appear on the final cut from the Scheme Reconciliation Service later this year. In other news, the pensions regulator has published high-level no-deal Brexit guidance for existing UK-based cross-border schemes and UK employers contributing to EEA-based pension schemes. And the government has updated its fact sheet on the implications of the revised Shareholder Rights Directive for pension schemes. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.